The characteristics of men infected with Neisseria gonorrhea isolates with reduced susceptibility to azithromycin, New York City, STD Clinics, January 2013, June 2016.
Good morning. Thank you for having me. According to the Clinical Laboratory Standards Institute, gonorrhea isolates with minimum inhibitory concentrations of 2 micrograms per milliliter or more demonstrate reduced susceptibility to azithromycin, hereon referred to as AZDSGC. The DS in the acronym stands for decreased susceptibility. Currently, there are no CLSI breakpoints for intermediate or full resistance to azithromycin. Between 2013 and 2014, the Gonococcal Isolate Surveillance Project detected an increase in the number and proportion of GC isolates exhibiting reduced susceptibility to azithromycin from 0.6 to 2.5%. The CDC recommended treatment of gonococcal infections consists of dual therapy with ceftriaxone and azithromycin. Currently, there are few alternative treatments available. In New York City, male gonorrhea rates are increasing. In 2015, there were 12,262 cases reported, which was a 23% increase from 2014. New York City Health Code requires that any labs performing antibiotic susceptibility testing on GC isolates reports the results to the health department. Most GC testing at the New York City Department of Health and Mental Hygiene's 8 STD clinics is performed by nucleic acid amplification testing. However, urethral cultures are routinely performed at the one clinic which participates in GISP. During the period under study, oropharyngeal culture was performed on MSM who reported having sexual exposure at that site. Testing for anorectal GC gradually transitioned from culture to NAT beginning in 2012. Additional culture testing took place in 2013 at select clinics for a Sun special project called EGGS, which looked at extragenital GC. The objective of this analysis was to examine trends in AZDSGC among males attending New York City public STD clinics. We also sought to describe the characteristics and behavior of men with culture-confirmed AZDSGC. This was a retrospective analysis of men attending New York City public STD clinics who were diagnosed with culture-confirmed AZDSGC between January 2013 and June 2016. The data were abstracted from the New York City STD electronic medical record system. GC cultures were performed by the New York City Public Health Lab. Susceptibility to azithromycin was measured by e-test, and any isolates exhibiting a minimum inhibitory concentration of 2 micrograms per milliliter or more were considered to have reduced susceptibility to azithromycin. We examined the frequency of variables with respect to both patients and isolates. Variables included demographics, sexual behavior, STD diagnosis and treatment history, anatomic site of specimen collection, and azithromycin, cefixime, ciprofloxacin, and ceftriaxone MIC. This slide shows the total number of GC cultures performed at the New York City STD clinics by year between 2013 and June 2016. The line represents the number and percent that were GC culture positive. In 2013, there was a 6% positivity rate. In 2014, the rates went up to 4%, or decreased to 4%, I'm sorry. And in 2015, they remained at 4%. Data are presented for only the first 6 months of 2016, and positivity has been 8% to date. The decline in the number of GC isolates is largely attributable to the transition from anorectal culture to nucleic acid amplification testing in the STD clinics. This slide displays the number of positive male GC cultures with the proportion of gonorrhea isolates that were AZDSGC on the right-hand axis by year in New York City. Overall, 39 men contributed 44 isolates. In 2013, only 1% of the 747 GC isolates exhibited reduced susceptibility to azithromycin. During each subsequent year, however, even as the number of GC isolates decreased, the percentage of AZDSGC increased, from 3% to 5% to 10% respectively. Although the number of AZDSGC isolates is still small, the trend suggests we may see a 47% increase in such isolates by the end of 2016. This This slide shows the anatomic site of specimen collection for GC isolates over the entire observation period, and the proportion of isolates which exhibited reduced susceptibility to azithromycin. Oropharyngeal specimens had the highest proportion of AZDSGC at 6%. Urethral specimens had the lowest proportion of AZDSGC, with only 2% of cases exhibiting reduced susceptibility. This slide shows the distribution of MICs for the AZDSGC isolates identified throughout the observation period by year. The MIC values are arrayed along the x-axis, and the number of isolates at each MIC value is shown on the y-axis. Although there is not an overtly recognizable trend, it is important to note that in 2013, which is shown in blue, MICs of azithromycin ranged from 2 to 16 micrograms per milliliter, whereas in 2014, 2015, and 2016, the MICs ranged from 2 to greater than or equals to 256 micrograms per milliliter. All of the AZDS isolates were susceptible to ceftriaxone and cefixime. However, not all isolates were susceptible to ciprofloxacin. This slide shows the characteristics of the 39 men who contributed the 44 isolates presented thus far. The median age was 27 years, and the majority of men were men who have sex with men. The majority of men from whom AZDSGC was isolated were of Hispanic race ethnicity. Of the 39 men, half had been previously diagnosed with gonorrhea in New York City STD clinics and 44% with chlamydia. Only 10% of the men were HIV positive, according to the New York City STD clinic EMER. Some of the limitations include that the trends in AZDSGC were based on data collected from New York City public STD clinics and therefore may not be representative of male GC across New York City. Likewise, the patients described in this study were men attending New York City public STD clinics, and therefore the characteristics of these men may not reflect those of males diagnosed with AZDSGC in other settings across the city. Because of the transition from culture to NAT, it is likely that there are many AZDSGC cases in the New York City STD clinics that are going undetected, so our data do not reflect the true burden of AZDSGC in the clinics. With only 44 isolates to analyze, it is difficult to draw conclusions in differences in demographics, such as race ethnicity. However, as more isolates are collected, further analysis can be performed. In conclusion, throughout the duration of the observation period, AZDSGC isolates have been increasing in New York City. In addition to the growing number of GC isolates exhibiting reduced susceptibility to azithromycin, the MIC values are also increasing to values greater than or equal to 256 micrograms per milliliter. In this population, GC isolates collected from the oropharynx had the largest proportion of azithromycin reduced susceptibility, with 6% of positive cultures exhibiting azithromycin MICs of 2 micrograms per milliliter or more. A majority of men with AZDSGC were HIV-negative men who have sex with men. It is important to educate providers about the importance of dual therapy treatment for gonorrhea. Treating GC solely with azithromycin may result in treatment failure, which has been reported for 3 New York City men. I'd like to thank my co-authors Kelly Jameson and Dr. Julia Schillinger, and the BSTD clinic doctors, as well as the New York City Public Health Laboratory.
And the cure rates and whether or not there were tests of cures done on the pharyngeal samples. And then what is the current feeling in terms of New York regarding transition of these patients to PrEP, the HIV negative?
Thank you for your questions. So as for your first question regarding travel history, that was a variable that we discussed possibly incorporating into the study, and I think that we do have that information in one of our systems, Maven, but we didn't incorporate it into our study. And as far as your second question, which was about, can you repeat it? Sorry.
The follow-up of the pharyngeal sample. So the issue is what, in terms of that, I'm sure they were treated with ceftriaxone and azithromycin. The question is, whether or not we have any issues in terms of treatment failures. You mentioned there were some treatment failures, and I was wondering where the failures were. Were they in the pharynx? Were they in the urethra, the rectum?
Okay, I'm going to defer that question to my supervisor, Dr. Schillinger.
Thank you, Kim, for the question, and thank you, KK. The three treatment failures that we observed were all urethral infections. We instituted at two of our clinics a test of cure program for MSM with Labcorp from GC. They're routinely invited to come back at 7 days for retesting at the original site of infection. And I'm trying to think. We had very few oropharyngeal infections, relatively speaking. There were no treatment failures, but there may have been one or two that were still positive at one of those return visits. But if it was close to 7 days or 14 days, we would have invited them back. I don't know specifically, but we can look at that easily.
Yeah, so the question is whether it's going to change your policy in terms of the number that were resistant, right? You know, you had most of your resistant isolates known as oropharyngeal.
Yeah, well, I mean, the point is that we shouldn't be, no one should be treating with azithromycin. And one of the reasons that we have treatment failures, I think, is because, first of all, we have these elevated MICs, but also because penallergic patients are sometimes treated with 2 grams of azithromycin. But hopefully, you know, nobody would be treated with that if we could help it. And the third question you had was about PrEP. Yeah, and I'll field that one too. We are instituting PrEP in our STD clinics, and we'll be targeting patients with syphilis and gonorrhea. Do you want to handle this, Sue? Sorry, we.
We want to definitely emphasize the importance of teamwork. Because it's the only way we can get the barn raised. So as far as your question on PrEP, we currently do refer those patients for PrEP. We do know that some of the work that Preeti's done has shown that those, especially anorectal gonorrhea infections, have a 1 in 15 likelihood of contracting HIV over the subsequent year. So that work gets put into our clinical practice. And so anyway, MSM in general, MSM with an STD, are high priority for linking to PrEP. Currently, we do it via a linkage, you know, to partners that we have in the community that provide PrEP. We're going to be providing PrEP on site in clinic in November.
Can I have a follow-up to that question, to that statement? Do you have an idea how many of those individuals that you link actually get linked, actually show up for that appointment?
Unfortunately, we couldn't travel the whole team here.
Okay.
So it is a question that is answerable, but if you remind me, we can get that information to you.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much.